It's Groover Time on the Michigan Talk Network.
Yes, coming down to it now. Coming around the back stretch and headed for home. No question about it. This guy's been running and running and running. I see him running on TV ads and running on the website, running everywhere. And he's running for U.S. Senate as well. John James, who a lot of folks didn't know when this whole process got started, but he went out there. He worked his tail off. He won the primary for the Republicans to become the candidate for U.S. Senate. He's a husband, father, combat veteran, businessman, and he's got some momentum because he's cut that lead from big deficits down to single digits. John James, John, welcome back.
Good morning. Thanks for having me back on.
Good to have you here. You've done it. You've kept it close. You've kept it competitive. You know, and I look at these races, and I believe anything's possible because the momentum seems to be in your favor. The momentum seems to be in the favor of Republicans on a more broad basis. What do you think, one day to go?
Well, this time last year, if you told me we'd be in this position, I wouldn't have believed you. I tell you, forgive me, we've been running hard and putting one foot in front of the other, walking by faith, not by sight, and we've closed the gap in a mere few weeks from 23 down to 6 points down about a week and a half ago. We have the momentum in this race by the grace of God and our grassroots army out there, folks out there who are knocking doors, who are making phone calls, who are talking to their friends, who are sending text messages. This is how we're going to win this thing. And so we need you not only to vote yourselves, but we need you to make sure that you go out and you get other people to go vote, because there are people from the other side who are fired up and they are allowing hate for our president to blind their hope for the future. And we who can see more clearly have an obligation to make sure that we're voting for the future, and I'm looking forward to having this opportunity to lead effectively for all Michigan.
So, as you look at the things that are important, I mean, obviously, this is a big deal. What we saw Friday, 250,000 more jobs added, 3.7% the unemployment rate, as you mentioned, you touched on that. But the wages went up, 3.1% wage increase, the first time in a decade. Because one of the knocks that Democrats kept having against Republicans talking about the economy, well, but wages are stagnant. No, they're not. And I knew that, and I knew that from talking to people. People are getting paid more money. But now it's been bared out by the numbers themselves.
Well, this is good news, but we have a lot and lot more to do. We have a long way to go. And we have a choice whether or not to send a businessman who's actually grown jobs and grown his business to Washington, or Debbie Stabenow, who's killed jobs, who's raised taxes, who voted against the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. Debbie Stabenow voted over 350 times to raise your taxes. That doesn't help Michiganders. That doesn't help Michigan families. Debbie Stabenow is trying to regulate and legislate industry. She's never run a business before. She lacks the experience to continue this growth. We have so many people who need to work, who want to work, but who can't because they have somebody leading in the U.S. Senate who has not had the occasion to develop the skill set to understand how to make Michigan a growth state. And I'm looking forward to doing what I can to cut regulations, to continue to cut taxes for businesses and for the middle class and for the working class so that everybody can have an opportunity to achieve the American dream. Senator Stabenow, in her 43 years as a career politician, 20 years in Washington, and 18 years in the U.S. Senate, has shown us zero that she knows how to make sure that we continue this growth.
John James with us here on the Steve Groover Show, running for the U.S. Senate seat held by Debbie Stabenow. She's been there for three terms, as he just mentioned. John, you went to West Point. You're a West Point graduate. You know a thing or two about following the rules. The rules apply, and they're not just applied here and not there and this and that. And I bring that point up because when it comes to following the laws, I don't think they're suggestions. I think they're actually laws. So when you talk about sanctuary cities or we should just let the caravans in and let these folks in, and the president said, no, we can't do this. And now there's new polling that says at least 72% of Americans oppose the idea of letting in these caravans of would-be illegal aliens into our country. And yet those on the other side seem to have a much different opinion of, well, we've got to do this. And I think that if those folks were voting Republican coming across the border, it would have been shut 10 years ago. We need to follow the laws, don't we?
We are a nation of immigrants, but we are also a nation of laws. We cannot allow lawlessness to prevail. We must make sure that we are coming forward with constitutional but compassionate solutions. I support strong immigration reform, and Debbie Stabenow has been in a position to get this done and has failed. I support Kate's Law. Senator Stabenow voted against it. I know that we need to defund sanctuary cities. I would defund sanctuary cities and give that money to ICE. Debbie Stabenow supports lawlessness, open borders, and has voted against things that would keep us safe. I'm the only one in this race who's ever actually had to secure a border. I would defund sanctuary cities, give that money to ICE, give it to the Customs and Border Patrol, make sure that we strengthen our borders. But at the same time, we need to have comprehensive immigration reform, because legal immigration is an economic and moral imperative for the United States of America. We need to do the right thing the right way, and Debbie Stabenow has proven that she is a rubber stamp for Chuck Schumer and the liberal left agenda. And she cares more about getting reelected than representing the people. We need to make sure we secure our borders, but that we do it in a compassionate manner and in an urgent manner. And she will not do that.
John James with us here on the Steve Gruber Show. Yesterday, I want to bring this to your attention if you missed it, but Stacey Abrams is running for governor in Georgia, and she's one of these, I don't know, new Democrats, I suppose. And she was finally forced to admit to Jake Tapper on State of the Union that, yes, gun confiscation could be part of a quote-unquote common-sense gun laws. And it makes me wonder if those on the left, like Debbie Stabenow, would follow suit with that. And my guess is they would, because we've heard these terms common-sense gun laws for years. And I just want your take on it.
When somebody says something common sense is unconstitutional, I have a big problem with that. I believe that Abrams should stay in her state and let us manage Michigan. Because I tell you, in Michigan, we respect our Constitution, our Bill of Rights. We respect all our amendments, especially the second. And I believe that common sense or gun laws, I believe the best government, personally, is personal responsibility. That's the best form of government, followed by local and state government. The federal government does not have the right to infringe upon my Bill of Rights, my Second Amendment. And I will make sure that I preserve and protect it. I swore an oath to support and defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. I believe that gun owners, lawful gun owners, are doing a great job, but we should not infringe upon the Second Amendment. It's unconstitutional.
John James, here's what I'll do at this point. We got about 1 minute for you. You give me your closing arguments as we head to the election tomorrow, Election Day, the midterms 2018. Polls open at 7 o'clock here in Michigan on Tuesday morning. What is your closing argument?
We have a choice between inaction and action. We have a choice between experience and inexperience. I will get things done. In the past 18 years, I'm a West Point graduate, deployed to Operation Iraqi Freedom, fought and brought all my men and all my aircraft back home safely. I grew my family business from $35 million to $137 million, 233% growth. We need to continue both that economic growth and taking care of our veterans and our national security. Debbie Stabenow has made a promise to fix our education system in 10 years and has failed. She made a promise to fix our prescription drugs, and we have an opioid crisis, and our prescription drugs are spiraling out of control. She turned her back on veterans. If you want somebody who will continue to break her promises to Michigan, if you want somebody who will continue to put her party before her people, then you vote for Debbie Stabenow. If you want to protect the American dream for future generations, if you want to combat veteran business leaders and the Florida U.S. Senate leading forward, then vote for me. Please go to johnjamesandsenate.com to learn more. Thank you. God bless you. And God bless you now.
John James, well done. It's the Steve Gruber Show. We'll be right back with Alyssa Slotkin.
Michigan residents are targeted for identity theft more often than the rest of the country. It's a fact. But did you know the Michigan Chamber has an identity theft protection solution designed to help Michigan Chamber members and their employees? It's true. And it's the best data protection you can get today. There are only two kinds of people: those that have had their data stolen and those that will. The Michigan Chamber is here to help you defend yourself and your employees from getting robbed. Go to stevegruber.com. Click on the Michigan Chamber logo to learn more and get started. Protect yourself with the Michigan Chamber Identity Theft Protection Solution.
Hear that? Isn't that a beautiful sound? Well, DTE Energy is committed to keeping them safe. That's why we monitor the natural gas system 24/7, 365. Upgrade and inspect thousands of miles of neighborhood gas lines. And do over 300,000 safety inspections every year. Because to us, safety is all about your peace of mind. And it sounds like this. DTE Energy. Know your own power. While most costs keep going up, the price of natural gas has gone down. When DTE Energy's natural gas costs dropped, we lowered your rates too. We buy when costs are low and store it to keep prices stable. Overall, natural gas bills are down 30% over the last 10 years. And that should feel. Find out more at dteenergy.com/price. DTE Energy. Know your own power.
The skills you can develop as a soldier in the Army National Guard can give you an edge in the high-tech job market of tomorrow. The Guard offers career training to take advantage of your skills in science, technology, engineering, and math that can help give you a leg up to a high-paying and rewarding STEM profession. Get a head start on your career while earning money to pay for college. Log on to NationalGuard.com to learn about all of the STEM career opportunities in the Army National Guard.
Sponsored by the Michigan Army National Guard. Aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.